We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wise men say only fools rush in.
How about that? What a great song.
But I can't help.
Anyone want to sing?
Falling in love.
Here it is. So usually Thursday's with the King at this time. But Howard, not yet picking up his phone. So we'll talk to Howard in a couple minutes when he's ready to go. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. Of course, Howard Eskin, as always, when he's with us. Brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Head over to FWAT for their daily specials, like 50-cent wings on Mondays, Tuesdays. Of course, you can get Dollar Fingers. You can also check out their great weekly specials at FWAT.com. Fingers, Wings, and Other Things, an incredible place. FWAT, FWOT.com. All right, out on the Schwartz Carlton guest line we go. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Schwartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE, the King, Howard Eskin. How are you today, King?
Well, I'm sitting in the sunshine, and I just got to make sure that I have my sunblock on so I don't get burned. But other than that, I'm not in clear water. I know you guys will come down here at one time.
Protect
yourself from the sun. Nice little breeze. Sitting here watching the players and pitchers and catchers. Some of the other players will go out and hit a little bit after the pitchers and catchers work out. So just, it was a busy day here today between Aaron Nolan's news conference, Matt Klentak speaking, and listening to this Bryce Harper nonsense, which I am done, over with, moving on.
Wow.
I'm moving on.
Meaning you don't want Bryce Harper anymore?
No, I don't care. That's the thing. I don't care because I already know they're a better team. And they're a better team. And if everybody's going to just be disappointed or because Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, I've kind of given up on Manny Machado, although that's the guy that I want because this team needs him more. Do you think Manny Machado would be better at third than Kingery and Franco platooning? So, but I've given up on Manny. Somehow I think the Yankees are waiting in the weeds. But I'm just done. I'm done. It's about money. And Matt Klentak, and I asked him the question this morning, you know, you're concerned it's more about money than the franchise or the city or the team he plays for? And, you know, obviously he won't answer that question. But if it's not about the money, then what's he waiting for?
Yep.
Whether he gets $25 million more. When you get $250 million, and I'm just using a rough number, but I know it's under $300, is $250 bad for the rest of your life and the next life and the next life and the next life and the next life after that? Does he want to play for the team, or is he more concerned about the money? And that would concern me. If it's about the money and it's not about the team you play for, then I have a problem.
Right? I'm with you, Howard. I agree with your assessment there.
Howard, how different does the vibe feel down there with the new signings? It is a lot of, you know, veteran talent and experience about to be, you know, showing up. I mean, some of which has shown up with Real Muto present. And does it feel like a different team that kind of knows that it's better too?
Well, the vibe's always good when it's the beginning. And it's the beginning of spring training and players are excited. Yeah, but the vibe's good. Obviously, the pitchers are happy that Real Muto is now the catcher because he's a better catcher. Defensively, there'll be less wild pitches. There'll be less pass balls. And that's going to be better. And he's a good hitter, which kind of makes you want to Harper more if that's where the way you really want to go. Because Harper's a left-hander, and you got another good right-handed bat in your lineup. But beyond that, and then Aaron Nola signing created some excitement. A lot of the players were in the room with the news conference, so they could see, so they could see and listen to all this stuff. So all that together was all good, but it is a good vibe. And I'll also tell you this about the players. Franco's lost weight.
Oh, good.
Kingery is got some guns now. Wow. I mean, guns on his arms, and I don't want to have people.
Does he have bat speed though, Howard?
I don't. Well, we don't know that yet. but the reality is, and then Nick Williams spoke this morning. But they all spoke this morning. Those guys are in there now, although they're not due to report. But Nick Williams has put on 10 pounds, but he doesn't look heavier, so he's been working out. Odubel Herrera looks thinner. So, Franco losing the 10 pounds, I mean, it looked like he lost more.
These
guys came in ready, and they know it's a better team. And that's the whole thing, and they sit and wait. You know what I found fascinating? And after Nick Williams spoke to the media, I kind of hung around there, and I said, Nick, you're represented by Scott Boras, right? Does he give you any indication? Because it does affect you. Bryce Harper signs here.
Good question.
He says, not at all. Now, is that unfair to your client? Hey, man, you know, I don't want you to worry about this. Just say something. I don't want you to worry about this. If there's a, you know, if the Phillies do, if Bryce Harper decides to go to Philadelphia, we'll try to make sure that you land in a good place if you're traded. You know, something to give him some encouragement. Scott Boras doesn't care about his other clients. He only cares about himself and getting the biggest deal so we can get another client. That's where I have the problem, and that's why I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of it, but it's not fair to the players that he represents, especially the one here in Nick Williams, who would directly affect if Bryce Harper signs here. But Nick's not – he's okay with it. He's ready to come out there and play, and they're all ready to come out there and go out there, and they know they have a better team. And they're excited about that. Reese Hoskins spoke this morning. I mean, he's excited about it. He's excited because they know they're going into this season with a team that has, even though last year it just kind of fell apart at the end of the year and they thought they were good enough, but obviously they weren't good enough. Now they're good enough, whether they get Bryce Harper or not. They're a good team.
So what's the deal with Jared Eichhoff with the carpal tunnel surgery and trying to come back from it? Is he going to be ready to pitch anytime soon?
Well, apparently he's a little, although I'll say this is what Gabe Kapler said, he's a little behind. So it doesn't sound like he'll be
ready.
That's
not good.
No, because in January he had an issue with it again. The meniscus stuff with, who was that, Arrieta, he'll be fine. He'll, you know, he'll be ready for the start of the season. But Eichhoff, it's just carpal tunnel. That's especially for baseball players, everybody needs their wrists and to work properly, but he'll be a little behind. So from that standpoint, I don't think you're going to see him.
All right, Howard, let's switch topics real quick to the Eagles. Antonio Brown, are you of the mindset that the Eagles should be aggressive on Antonio Brown or the wrong fit at this time, resource-wise, put the money in the cap elsewhere?
I'll give you a short word and put them in capital letters. No, I don't want him. Number one, obviously, his money wouldn't fit within the Eagles, but he's not a team guy.
Why wouldn't it fit?
It's $20 million.
It's not $20 million. It's $12.6 million for 2019.
But he wants another contract. He wants you to do a new deal. Now, I don't know how you could structure it, but he wants a new deal. I saw somebody the other day who's making a wide receiver making $20 million this year. That's what he wants. All these guys want the money, and he wasn't happy with Pittsburgh because they wouldn't redo the deal, and he's not happy with – he wouldn't be happy with anyone he goes to if he doesn't want to redo the deal. But I'm worried about guys, especially on a football team, because you really have to be a team on a football team that are interested more in themselves than the team. And he's interested more – just same thing with Le'Veon Bell. He's interested more in himself than his team. I don't want too much drama. I don't want that guy around there.
All right, King. You got the cushy job down there in Clearwater. Enjoy it. Soak it up, King.
Hey, by the way, Joe, you and me
soak it up.
Compete against Ben Simmons in a foul shooting contest, and we both will win.
Yeah.
All right, Howard, have fun down there. All right, there he is. Thanks, the King. Howard asks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.